Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Rob Gunther.
And I'm Carrie Donahue. It's Thursday, September 15th, and we're here with you updating the news all day, every weekday.
Here is the latest.
A bipartisan group of senators has been working on a bill that would enshrine same-sex and interracial marriages in federal law. So, you know, the Supreme Court can't overrule those rights. It would put every senator on the record for or against, which in theory could help Democrats in the midterms, because marriage equality is popular, yet many Republicans would vote against it. But today, Democrats agreed to give up their political advantage and hold the vote until after November's election. Why? Doing so may mean they'll get the 10 GOP votes needed to break a filibuster and actually pass the bill.
Vladimir Putin has admitted China has some concerns over the war in Ukraine. The Russian president had a meeting with Xi Jinping in Uzbekistan today. It seems both sides were trying to show their growing friendship. Putin said he understood the questions and concerns China has over the ongoing Ukraine conflict. Xi did not mention the war at all, but said he'd work with Russia to bring stability to the world. It's not exactly clear how they want to achieve that, and much of the conversation was private.
The WHO said in June it'd come up with a new name for monkeypox, agreeing that monkeypox is both inaccurate, since the disease didn't originate in monkeys, and racist, since it disproportionately affects Black, Latino, and gay men. The stigma could be a barrier to people getting vaccinated or seeking medical help, yet months later there's still no acceptable alternative. Some cities are trying other names. San Francisco is using MPX or MPOX, Chicago MPV. And the CDC and the general public still seem to be sticking with the original name, for now.
President Biden announced from the Rose Garden the tentative labor agreement that averts a railroad strike. He outlined what's in the deal for conductors and engineers.
Because of the labor agreement, those rail workers will get better pay, a 24% wage increase over the next 5 years, improved working conditions, peace of mind around their health care by capping the cost that workers will have to pay.
Employees had been working long hours on call, and they were penalized if they called out sick or missed work for a doctor's appointment. The potential for a strike had been bubbling for weeks, and economists were warning that it could have resulted in losses of $2 billion a day. But Labor Secretary Marty Walsh brokered a compromise after a marathon 20-hour negotiation that ended early this morning.
One of the greatest tennis players of all time is retiring. Roger Federer made the announcement on social media this morning. After multiple knee surgeries, the Swiss player says his body is telling him it's time.
I am 41 years old. I've played more than 1,500 matches over 24 years. Tennis has treated me more generously than I ever would have dreamt. And now I must recognize when it is time to end my competitive career.
He's a 20-time Grand Slam champ, and Federer's last competition will be the Laver Cup in London next week.
Today and every day, we're updating the Refresh from Insider as news happens. So check back whenever you want to know the latest.
Coming up, we dig into some royal headlines for this week's Two Headlines and a Lie.
It seems Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is taking a page out of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's playbook. Two charter planes holding 50 migrants believed to be from Venezuela arrived in Martha's Vineyard yesterday. DeSantis' office soon claimed credit for the operation. His stunt is very similar to Abbott shipping thousands of migrants on buses to cities like New York, Washington, and Chicago for months now. The Republican governors are hoping to send President Biden a message about border control and immigration policy. So far, residents and local officials in Martha's Vineyard have greeted the migrants with relief supplies and short-term housing. This is not your typical story of billionaire philanthropy. The founder of outdoor brand Patagonia has given up the company that made him his fortune. Yvan Chouinard said he was making the earth the only shareholder after handing the $3 billion company over to a trust and nonprofit. This means future profits will be given to environmental groups rather than shareholders. Chouinard told the New York Times he hopes this means Patagonia plays its part in helping the planet combat climate change.
It's no secret that our lives have changed dramatically since the pandemic started, but now we finally have some hard data. The Census Bureau released its American Community Survey this morning. Here's what's gone up since 2020. Unmarried couples living together, people identifying as multiracial, and the costs of rent and housing. Most startling, the number of people who work from home has tripled. But here's what went down: average household size, commutes, and the number of people moving.
If you want to cut down on your shopping addiction, skipping caffeine could help. The Wall Street Journal reports here about a new study which found that people who drink caffeinated beverages before shopping spend more money and buy more items on average. And that goes for both in-person and online shopping. Caffeinated shoppers were also more likely to make frivolous purchases, things like candles or scented oils, as opposed to useful items like kitchen supplies. Quinta Brunson got her revenge last night. The creator of the ABC sitcom Abbott Elementary won her first Emmy Monday night, but her fans were angry that Jimmy Kimmel overshadowed her acceptance speech by lying on the ground behind her. It was part of a comedy bit. So on Kimmel's show last night, Brunson interrupted his monologue while holding her award.
You know how when you win an Emmy, you only have 45 seconds to do an acceptance speech, which is like not that much time?
Yeah.
And then you get less time because someone does a dumb comedy bit that goes on a bit too long?
You know, I have heard of that happening. Yeah.
Kimmel then formally apologized to Brunson, who forgave him.
It's time for us to play our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie, and both Dave and Rebecca are out, so Rob Gunther and I will be tackling the game this week.
Hey, Carrie, and of course we have our friend Maddie Merritt from Morning Brew. She's here to play again with us.
Morning Brew runs a version of this game every Thursday in their daily newsletter, so Maddie, can you remind our listeners how the game works?
So I'm going to read you three news headlines. All of them might seem like they're real, but one is more fake than you pretending to know nothing about the royal family.
I really don't know very much about the royal family. Rob, do you?
I mean, we've been living and breathing royal family for this week, so I feel like an expert at this point. But
you know, don't lie. You know. And Rob and Carrie, you're going to try to guess which headline you think is the lie.
And Carrie, I really hate saying this, tragically, very tragically, I lost to Rebecca last week. I don't think that was fair. But this week, I'm kind of worried. I feel like you're going to be even steeper competition. You're a hardcore news junkie. You're the executive producer of the show. You're our boss.
Yeah, definitely. You should be very afraid. Normally, I support you in every way, Rob. But right now, I look forward to kicking your butt. And Maddie, it's so nice to finally be in the arena with you.
Headline A, Queen Elizabeth II's bees have been informed of her death. Headline B, Queen Elizabeth II's death inspires Kanye West to settle beefs. And headline C, Queen Elizabeth II's casket weighs an extra 20 pounds because she asked to be buried with her favorite treats.
Oh, well, I love C because I'm trying to think of what treats I'd like to be buried with, but that sounds so real, though possibly wasteful. Rob, I think we want to consider A, about the bees. Assuming that all royal subjects, even flying ones, actually need to receive the news. And as far as I know, bees don't really read a lot of news.
I mean, bees don't read a lot of news, but unfortunately, I do read a lot of news. And, you know, I did see this one, so I think that one is legit.
So, Rob, you are saying that A is true. So that leaves B. And B is the one about Kanye West settling beefs. And here I am afraid, Maddie, that actually I also on my social media feed did see that Kanye was trying to take this moment of great global reconciliation to also settle his beefs. I think we're left with C, even though I think it's a very, very good idea to be buried with your treats. I think that one's probably the one that's not true.
Well, I'm devastated that I lost so hard.
Oh,
I'm happy that you guys both read the news so much, but you are correct. The casket will not weigh an extra 20 pounds because of the treats that we'll be buried with Queen Elizabeth.
I love that you picked 20 pounds, though, because I just think like that's a lot of treats, Maddie. And what would your coffin have if you were putting the treats in?
I was thinking like mine would just be full of loose Skittles because like I love Skittles. It would just be a sea of Skittles.
That would be a lot of Skittles.
So, Maddie, can you tell us what's going on?
So, yes. In case you were worried, Queen Elizabeth's bees have, in fact, been informed of her death. Apparently, it's a centuries-old tradition for the royal beekeeper to tell the hives they have a new master. In this case, King Charles III. The ritual is tied to an old superstition that the bees will stop producing honey or die if they don't know they have a new owner.
Oh, do you think that the honey from sad bees tastes different?
That's got to be like a poem, like an Emily Dickinson poem. So, yeah, apparently Queen Elizabeth's death has inspired Kanye West to settle his many beefs with people. The rapper posted on his Instagram last Friday, "Life is precious, releasing all grudges today, leaning into the light." His post included a few pictures of the Queen, so we're assuming she inspired him. And in case you were wondering, Ye's beef list includes Pete Davidson, of course, but also Gap, Adidas, John Legend, and even the sitcom Friends, for some reason.
Wow. Well, Maddie, thank you so much. Be sure to visit morningbrew.com to subscribe to their great daily newsletter and listen to the Refresh from Insider again next Thursday for another two headlines and a lie.
Make sure to follow the Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave us a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show. I'm Carrie Donahue.
And I'm Rob Gunther. Talk to you soon.